Hello. Day two with this shirt. Why? Because I woke... No, is this day two with this shirt or this is day one? This is day one with this shirt. The other... I wore a different shirt yesterday. I know I did. All right, so welcome to our pre-show for today, Tuesday. This will be Tuesday's show. You can hear the faders going on me, but I'm going to do a show. I'm going to do a Pete Bone show because I know I promised you a Pete Bone show, and I was encouraged by the young Jackie. She said, you promised them a show. You better get in there and do a goddamn show, or you can kiss me goodbye. And I said, I'll do a show. What war movie are we... I'm looking at TCM. You should have nothing but war movies now, TCM. So I can see a period of time when we had our shit together. So, okay, American knew how to do it one time. Anyway, okay, San Francisco. What is this movie? Decoding Room, Private. Chief of Naval Operations, Commanding Officer USS Copperfin. Proceed to sea immediately with full allowance, torpedoes, fuel, and ammunition. Also confident, Grant drops Camp 10 of the 12th District. What's the name of this flick? I'm not playing any more goddamn guessing games with these sons of bees. Oh, Destination Tokyo. It was a movie made during the war with Cary Grant in a rare, dramatic, you know, heroic war role. But he did play the captain of a submarine. I seem to remember the movies okay. Oh, yeah, young John Garfield was in this, too. Got 4 stars out of 5. Handles Tokyo Bay, depth charges, a lodged bomb, and a crewman's rush appendectomy. So it's pretty much a... were we running missions into Tokyo Bay during that part of the war? Probably, I guess. But I also think that depicted a, and I don't know, it could have been true, some kind of a land-based, they dropped off some frogmen or some shit to do some demolition on land, and then they came back to the boat. God, yeah. Testy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is Pete Bone, and we are in a very, very dangerous time. And I want you to know that I am with you every step of the way. I'm with you every step of the way. I will be taking some days off. Hold on.
Yeah, Pete Bone, please. Let me talk to Pete Bone, please.
Yeah, Pete Bone.
What?
Pete Bone. This is Pete Bone.
Oh, it's Pete Bone. Yeah, Tom Dabka.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, you just let me say, Bone, I want to tell you something. It's been many years since I've been here yet.
Thanks a lot. That's Pete Bone. I'm Pete Bone, and we have a very serious situation. Come on, goddammit. Is today Monday? All right, so Wednesday, Adam's coming over for the... Adam's coming over to put the board in, right? Yeah. So Cary Grant plays an American submarine captain... Which is fine, you know, because God knows we had a lot of Americans playing English knights and shit in the 30s and 40s. But I'm surprised that an American audience would accept although Cary Grant, you know, he was a star. He was a big star, that guy. All right, The fuck are we looking at here, man? Look at this. I got some stuff going on here on my background. I need some background information on Henry's background here. What? Hey, Bone. What is this? Yeah, Pete Bone, the Tom Dovke. Hey, Bone, what? Bone, look. Bone, I swear to God. I swear to you, Bone. Someone's gonna die. What happened to the other little clip that I had? I had three clips from Minnesota. One of them was me not sitting at the board, but I'm talking on the phone.
Bone, this is Tom Dovke. Look, I don't know who you think you is or what you think you am, but you're P.O.ing me. Hey, look, Bone, this is Tom Dovke. I don't know who you think you are, but you really got some balls on you, Bone. Bone? Bone. I'm holding for Bone.
You're holding whose bone?
Hey.
Do we have this one yet? Is this one already in there? It is not. Lick Bone. Did you say lick Bone?
No, I said look Bone. You're starting to PO me. And when you do that, Bone, you're dancing on the wrong side of the Tom Dovke Boulevard.
What a world, huh? What a fucking world. Here I am in the I'm entering my golden years, right? Things ought to be just yeah, right? I got a beautiful woman in my life now. Who would have ever guessed that this schmuck, and believe me, I can still fuck it up because that's the kind of fucking moron I am. I can still fuck it up. But who would ever think that Phil Henry at this point in his life would suddenly fall down in a face full of shit and come up with roses and clover and with this unbelievable chick in my life, man. When was this? February 12th. A day that will forever be etched in my mind. Over a month ago, 6 weeks ago. And here I am. It's almost like you got a new lease up. Man, when you fall in love at this point in your life, it's like you have a new, whole fucking new life. It's like it's a whole new, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I mean, at this point, like I'm thinking about it, right? All I can think about is, you know, how beautiful things are. And what was the point I was going to make? Oh, I forget. But I got to tell you, Pete Bone, hey, this guy Henry is like happy. He's got no right to be happy. We ran him out of the business. Okay, and he's happy. He's got, what is going on with him? I don't know. This guy Henry. I want to talk about Phil Henry. Why is he happy? Okay, I'm happy. Yes, I'm happy for him. But it makes me unhappy. We ran him out of the business. Testing 1-2. Now he's owns his own business, making money. What's going on? What the fuck? Imagine a guy having a meltdown like that. Hey. Let me tell you something, Bone, and this is between me and you, okay? This is just between me and you. Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead, man. Oh, my God, are you being sarcastic? A little bit. Bone, I mean, What? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something, Bone. It seems like every guy in radio that I, who was ever an accountant, or not an accountant, excuse me, who was ever a consultant, had a combination of that, like Tom's, like some kind of, because a lot of those cats came from Chicago, and because Chicago was settled by our fine Irish and Italian, but also a great many Eastern European people, there was always a little hint of a kind of a Slavic or Eastern European, like Bill Delavac, you know? Bill Delavac, 6 to 10 on WGN, I don't know, but so, Tom Dovka, you know? And what the fuck is this? Yeah, groovy, okay. I got it together, man. I know what I'm doing now, man. I know what I'm doing now. I know what I'm doing now. Oh, yes, I do. I know what I'm doing now. Hey! What? What? Gotcha. I'm good. I got it, man. Yes, siree. I got it going on, man. I got it going on, baby. Tom Dovka. I like this background, because see the little piece of shit of the windshield? You'd think I would have, like, washed my windshield before I put the camera there. Well, it was just an inspiration. Let me talk to Bone.
Who's calling, please?
Tom Dovka, God damn it, every time I call in. They're always doing it to me.
Who's calling, please?
It's Dovka. How many different ways what I gotta tell you? Tom Aloysius Dovka. Tad.
Tad?
Yeah.
I don't know any Tad.
I'm not asking for Tad. I'm asking for Pete Bone. Don't you hear too good? I'm just messing around here. I'm doing a little thing here. All right, so this seems too long, though. I don't like this. This is way too long. I'm going to get rid of this. That is for a different time and a different place. Tom Dovka. And Tom used to be on the air, you know, Tom Dovka. His voice was probably,
"Hi, Tom Dovka here, midnight to six on
WACK Work."
Tom Dovka, it's 2 minutes after six.
Tom, you don't have any talent for this business. I want to be a consultant. Now that you can do. Drive other people who do have talent crazy.
Thank you. Now you're getting my grand picture.
Tom Dovka. Tom Dovka. Tom Dovka. He wanted to call himself Tom Dovka because it sounded cool, and they went, "No, it's a concentration camp in World War II. Oh, yeah? Oh. How about that, huh? Didn't know. Oh, well. Okay. Yeah, so you might want to change that. Okay, I get you. I get the picture. I see the picture very clearly. Got no flies on my ass. Tom Dovka, 93KHJ. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You feel like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived.
haven't got a lie. You just could take it. I went for it.
Can't take my one good eye off of you. Pardon the way that I squint. It's something that happened, I think, long before we met. In a bedroom window, I sat staring at another woman. I didn't know who she was. And she stuck a broom handle through the hole and took my eye out. So I've got one good eye. Okay, that's getting dark. Man, these hockey fights, though, you can't beat these fucking things. This is the fucking bomb, this shit. We got to put that in there, man. Non-stop action with that. Hey, let me tell you something. There's nothing like a good hockey fight, huh? You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm Tom Tonka. All right, Tom, we're going to do Pete Bone today. Pete Bone with you here. And, folks, for two things. I want to talk about the coronavirus. I want to talk about Phil Hendry, who is on the air talking about how happy he is. Okay, let's talk about this thing called happiness. I know a little bit about that. I had a woman in my life. I fell in love, but I hated her, too. She didn't know who I was, and I stalked her. Maybe that was the difference. Yeah, Dane Clark and John Garfield. Now, you can't go... Those two guys in a war movie together, Dane Clark, who I know you don't know who I'm talking about, John Garfield, who you vaguely know who I'm talking about, were in a couple of war movies together. One of them was the something about the Marines. Was it Pride of the Marines? Where John Garfield loses his eyesight on the battlefield, and as Dane Clark is going back to the front lines, he says, "Hey, you know, he says something about I'll get a Jap for you," something like that, and John Garfield goes, "Yeah, get one. Get him right in the eyes. Right in the eyes." You know, it's kind of a, you know, sad thing. But entertaining. And anyway, so John Garfield and Dane Clark, and now here they are in Destination Tokyo. I'll bet you anything they teamed them up again because they were so good in this one. What do you think? No, yes, no, yes. Because I think Pride of the Marines came after. It was Pride of the Marines. I don't know what it was called. But yeah, Garfield's like, "Yeah, get one. Get a Jap for me, will you? Sure. Do me a favor. What? Get him in the eyes. Right in the eyes." And Dane Clark, who, he was an interesting, Dane Clark was an interesting actor. Always kind of played the slow-witted dull, but then not really. He had some, you don't even know who I'm talking about. Look him up on IMDb, BBDBD. Look him up on DBDBB. Where's my girl, man? I left her a message, and now she's not immediately responding to me. What happened? Why is she... Why was... All right. Pardon the way that I stare. It's just your ass is shaped like a pear. I can't take my eyes off your ass. And another thing about your ass. I love you and your parents. And your family's real good. Can't take my eyes off your ass. It's just too good. It's just too good to be true. Ah, fuck. I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right. Yeah, pretty baby. Wait a fucking minute. Wait a fucking minute. I just can't take my eyes off your ass. Your ass. God damn, I gotta tell you something. I'm living dangerous with these passwords, Jack, because I just barely remembered that one. I got a million motherfucking passwords because I change it all the fucking time. Do I have a master list? Yes, I do. Do you want to know where it is? I'm not gonna tell you. You want to know where it is? Working my way back to you, baby, with a burning love inside. Pardon the way that I ogle.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
Sorry. That almost worked. We don't need to do a movie night. I have plenty of paper. Okay, honey. I love you, baby, and it's cried all night. All right, man. Okay, we grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Who plays the second in command of this sub? We got Cary Grant, and who's this? Who's the top kick? Huh? Who is this guy? They're scanning the horizon. What a mission! 1943, and they're sent into Tokyo Bay. Wow. I'd like to read up on the subs in World War II. I got interested in them because my brother was in the submarine service, as I've told you 85 million times, but I will never not be proud to tell you that because I'm very proud of my brother. But, and it was a very proud time in his life. And Cary Grant was one of his best friends. Here comes, there's always the doctor. There's the captain, then there's the ship's doctor. Yeah, I know about Star Trek, but that's a tradition that goes back for a lot of years, you know, in these movies. And I got to tell you, wait a minute. Let me take your temperature. Get out of the way, Doc. I've got things I got to do. No, I'm going to have to pull rank on you. You're going to bed with this woman. Dun, dun, dun.
I love you, baby.
And if it's quite all right, I need you, baby. And if it's something that I could just, you know, possibly bring up, what is this? I'm getting really hacked off about some of this shit, man. Really hacked off about some of this shit. I'm going to spend all afternoon down here one day getting rid of a lot of these fucking files because they're driving me out of my mind. What is this?
Plane on Target USA.
Oh, this is a lot of bullshit. It's not bullshit. What it is they're promos and shit from old shows. They're network promos. We got a lot of stuff in here, man. Steve Bowell. Oh, Bozo.
Bill Henry Show, 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County. Oh, you guys like that one?
I can kick your ass in a heartbeat.
1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, 5201.
That was me doing my best Neil Rogers, which ain't good at all. Neil had the greatest. Neil was the best at using drops than anybody I ever heard in my life. And that includes who I thought was pretty good was the real Don Steele. But I didn't know. Real Don Steele was great, but not for using drops. Real Don Steele was, his persona was great, but and everything that went along with it. But Neil Rogers used fucking drops like uncanny, man. He just knew the way his stream of consciousness went, everything fit there. For me to use a drop, my monologues were never that quick. You know. What is this scratch track?
Chief Russ Fowler and his team fighting these fires has been like waging a war.
How much time we got before I gotta quit pulling my fucking dick on this goddamn shit and get my goddamn show on the goddamn road, huh? What? All right. There we are, man. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to make life easy on myself and quit pulling it and yanking it and doing all the things to it, what I do to it. Where is it, man? Bitch. Right there, man. No, bitch. I want to know where the battle hymn of the goddamn bitch republic is. I don't want to see it in the... Albums, songs. Huh? Why is this? If it's downloaded, where is it? What file is it in, motherfucker? Is that it? Yeah, good. Put that into music beds before I lose my goddamn mind. From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Illinois, this is Pete Bone. Hey, it's Pete Bone here. The concrete of conviction is on the air. Pete Bone, I just got off the phone with Pete Bone. Marilee, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, I'm good, Pete.
Oh, I'm so good, Pete. I'm good, Pete. I'm good. See, so they all sound the same, don't they, these old ladies? I'm good, Pete.
I'm good, Pete. It's great to be talking to you. This is great, Pete, to talk to you.
Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Goddamn, I didn't get that goddamn audition in. Son of a bitch. Two goddamn fucking auditions. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test. See, this fucking thing is going out on me, man. Gotta get that fucking board in, man. God damn it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready, set, go.